Hi everyone, and welcome to Inside the Caravan. I know it's been a while since we've had one of these because of COVID lockdowns here in Sydney and all of that. You can't see me waving my hands. It's fine. Just I'm waving my hands about at post at stuff. Yeah, you can visualize it. I'm Andrew. He, him, and this episode is about A Wood Heart by James Chipp. Get together a big bit of blank paper, scribbling sticks, and an interest in making a place, then have it completely collapse or possibly thrive. It's time to cartography. As a quick reminder, this podcast isn't a long deep dive, unless the game rules are about as long as the roughly 1,500 words that I write for this thing, but more like I grabbed it off the shelf, flicked through the pages, and formed a few opinions. Yes, it's another cishet white middle-class man forming opinions about games and spreading them on the internet. What is A Wood Heart? This one is a role-playing game for 2 to 4 people and revolves around you drawing a map of a place that doesn't exist. It's trying to get you into the ways humans affect their world and how some losses can't be replaced. You also aren't playing the humans, but the forest. You'll need a chunk of paper, tarot cards, stuff to draw with that you can erase. It seems to be my art skill capped out at stick figures friendly, so don't stress if you're not the next Salvador Dali or Ivan Durl or like Rebecca Guy or Heather Kreiter. How does it play? You're going to take turns to speak for the trees and maybe feel very Lorax. Until the game manages to end or you all just get sick of doing it and want to smash a pizza or something. Everyone gets to add some stuff to the wood heart and sketch a thing. Now you start adding more stuff to the forest and make the map. Trees, rivers, birds, bugs, flowers, whatever. Pop a few of these things in there. Then you grab a couple of human-made things. Add those as well, but outside the forest. Finally, you add in the forest spirits, who the players are playing, but who nobody really owns. What is the play loop? The spirits talk to the wood heart and talk about the wood heart's past or the spirit's past, or each person answers stuff to do with questions about the forest and the wood heart and the past. So to figure out which spirit is talking, you roll a d6, and if the spirit's already gone, then the forest gets smaller. Or you use a tarot card, and depending on what tarot card you draw, you figure out what the wood heart gets to hear about. Then maybe something goes away. Maybe the humans remove it, maybe the humans clear off. And something gets put there in its place. Then you repeat until either you want to do something else, the wood heart is the thing that humans remove, or for some reason the humans clear off. Finally, when the game's ending, you go back over the map as you have it now, compared to how it was at the start, and spirits get their epilogues about what's gone on and all that stuff. So, things that I like. It's an unconventional interaction with the theme of keeping a map to be the record of the game. To be fair, I think I'd kind of like to do it in ink rather than erasing stuff just to drive home some other points about it, but hey, that's me. The only game element that might be a little hard to get hold of is a tarot deck, but those things are like bookstores everywhere, like in their, you know, like the impulse buy areas up the top with like some random wood knick-knack that you're supposed to like unpuzzle on your desk and everyone, like, who buys those things? Right? They sell. Who buys them? Who does them? Anyway, you can get a tarot card deck. Things that I don't love. I found the ordering of stuff in the book a bit everywhere. It felt like I'd reached the end of how to play the game and kind of didn't know what was going on. And then I found another bit of how to play the game. So, yeah, it was a little disorienting. It might be my scream, but I didn't necessarily love the monochrome mint green, but again, it's a, you know, this is more of a style choice. It's kind of a fuss on layout design. It's not that it's a bad game, it's that I fuss about layout design. Also, James, put your name on the cover. Stick it on there. You did the thing. Take the credit. Get your name, put it on the cover. So yeah, other than some style stuff, you know, I kind of like this thing generally. So, to wrap things up, do I like it? Yeah, I don't think I'd buy it. And if someone else said, I want to run this thing, I'd probably join in.
I would maybe take it to an event with like a whole bunch of eco-minded, non-tabletop roleplay gaming people and run it much more than I would run it at like a convention where you'd expect to find like World of Darkness games and like That Dragon game and I Can't Believe It's Not That Dragon Game, you know, all that sort of stuff. I don't know how much it would fit in at one of those conventions, but, you know, a tabletop role-playing game convention that's got a whole different jag on it, yeah, sure, this could totally fit in there. Do I think you should buy it? I mean, sure, if it sounds like your thing. I don't know if it sounds like my thing, and a lot of my objections are kind of more like book taste objections. They're not really like game objections. It's about what you want from a tabletop role-playing game experience. It does feel a little bit like a teacher's resource at times, and my background, it was in teaching for quite a while, so that kind of, you know, yeah, that's kind of why it's kind of hitting some funny spots for me that maybe it won't hit for you, because it feels like something that I would have done for a specific lesson, and yeah. So, if you're not looking for that kind of thing from your tabletop role-playing stuff, and for me, that whole kind of, like, lesson resource doesn't really feel like a tabletop role-playing game, maybe you won't want it very much. Maybe you'll join in when someone else does it and not have it yourself. But that's that. Where can you get it? You can grab a copy at https://jameschip.itch.io. It's currently going for the princely sum of $6. That would be the US kind of bucks, which is, you know, coffee and pastry sort of money. It's not too likely to destroy your budget with some butcher's paper or the paper they might wrap your deli meats in, and you'd easily have space, you know, to make this game quite a nice scale. And the only other part is a tarot deck. If you want to find James, you can find him as James_chip_RPG on the Dreaded Bird site. I'm not sure if he's on, you know, Zuckerbook or anything else like that, but you can find him on the Hellbird. And really, that's it. That's the episode. James has a bunch of other stuff up on the Itch page that you might want to check out. And next week, I'm going to be talking about Hesitation at the Gate, which is doing some wizardy stuff at a gate, maybe in a city, possibly in your wizardy basement, which also uses tarot cards. Seems like I'm on a tarot card jag. If you want to find my own games, you can find them at halflingcaravangames.itch.io, where you could get a Betamax cartridge, Betamax Death, Betamax Theft, Betamax X, quick starts I've made for those games, and some of my way more janky and experimental stuff. Also, if you are listening to this in the distant future, you might want to check out your friendly local game store and see if you can pick up a copy of Project 39 in hard copy, because, well, it may be getting distributed around friendly local game stores in continental US and maybe in Europe in the near future. But more on that when it actually becomes a thing. So, have fun gaming, and you know all that subscribe and pass links to this to your friends' stuff. The algorithm needs its blood tithes, people.